Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Herman Reich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromick. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromick. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Scala. Batting second. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Billy Bowers. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Wheeler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Al Gettle. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Gromick covering, for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goldsberry for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Bowers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0 for 1 in the game. Scala hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0 for 1 in the game. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Reich trying to get to third. Bowers throws the ball into Baker, who tags Reich for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowers takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowers moves to third. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wheeler strikes out. There goes Baker. The throw from Tresh to second, and Baker is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gromick hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0 for 1 in the game. Gettle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0 for 2 in the game. Scala strikes out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wheeler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bowers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to third. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wheeler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reich takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Peck pinch hits for Steve Gromick. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Early Wynn now pitching. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0-for-3 in the game. Scala hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.